Everybody, it's your man Headcrack, and this is the Dish Nation podcast or audio boom. It's all the funny stuff for the TV show, but exclusively for your listening pleasure. Right here, we got the ATL team in the building. Clap it up one time. Yeah.
Hey, y'all, it's Portia Williams, and we slay all day.
Hey, what up? This your boy, Ricky Smiley, man. Hey, welcome to Dish Nation, and we got jokes. That's right, S-E-K-O-J, spelled backwards.
Yo, yo, what up? It's your girl, the B-R-A-T-U-D.
And you got Gary with the tea here, baby, where everything is hot in my teapot.
Now that's it for ATL. Now over to LA. What up?
Thank you, Headcrack. I'm Frank Kramer representing the left coast.
What's up, guys? It's Heidi Hamilton, and welcome to the Dish Nation party.
Now that's our team. Now on to what you've already been waiting for. What you really want. Your show. Here you go. Welcome to Dish Nation.
What's up? Welcome.
Now, we got a great show for you guys today, so sit back, relax, and let us give you the celebrity cocktail, all right? Now, Portia, Heidi, and Frank are out today, but no worries. We got Jason Lee from Hollywood Unlocked back to hang out with us. What's going on?
Yeah. Oh, man, I'm happy to be back. I miss y'all.
We wilding out today or not?
Yeah, we wilding out after this.
Let's get it. So, later, the nominations for MTV Movie and TV Awards are out, and Lamar Odom is back in the news, and you won't believe some of the revelations he made, but first, Wendy Williams is finally opening up about the single life. Now, just to recap, last month, Wendy announced that she and her husband of 22 years, Kevin Hunter, were divorcing after reports of infidelity. And since then, Wendy has moved out of their marital home into a luxury penthouse in Midtown Manhattan. And now that the talk show host is newly single, there was already rumors that she was with a new dude. And Gary, you didn't believe that to be true, did you?
You know I didn't believe that. Miss Williams is not that type of girl.
Right.
So Wendy quickly addressed the mystery man on her show yesterday and a little inside info about her dating life. Take a look.
That is Webb. He's part of my security detail. I'm right now a young and pretty New York City girl. I live in the... I have the ultimate bachelorette pad high atop everything. And I don't have a boyfriend, but I must admit, I am rediscovering my love of men. And you know, transparency, I do date. And I date pretty often.
Yeah.
Brad, how you feel about that?
I mean, I love it. I mean, I'm happy for her.
Mm-hmm. I'm happy, too, and I'm glad that, you know, that she's definitely reclaiming love again because, I mean, she went through a lot.
Yeah, she did, and probably for a long time.
Reclaiming my time or reclaiming my life sounds like a book and a lifetime story, right? I mean, she's producing stuff over there, but I'm happy for her. In fact, I'm going on Wendy on Monday, and I'm coming with a list of guys I think I could hook her up with.
Now, can you feed us at least one right now?
Serge Ibaka. I think Serge, she needs somebody young, fly, rich, and private.
I think she should go with Lamar Odom.
No.
What?
He's tall. He's tall. He got money and stuff.
No,
and,
you know, and he's also had a habit before. She don't need nobody that's on the program.
She just got out of the safe house. We got to keep what he said.
A double date at the safe house. What about Matthew Knowles? Now, he knows his way around money. He knows business. Yeah. He's single in these streets.
No, she needs somebody to fly, yo. She needs somebody fly. So you got it?
Serge Ibaka, I got you. Wendy, I got you.
Well, y'all, it's been over 5 years since Lamar Odom split from Khloe Kardashian after a tumultuous 4-year marriage. But the NBA champion says he still has regrets. In his new memoir, Darkness to Light, exclusively excerpted in People magazine that hit stands Friday, Odom revealed he deeply regrets cheating and lying to his ex, Khloe Kardashian. He said, I couldn't keep my d*** in my pants or the coke out my nose. Drug addicts are incredibly skilled at hiding their habit. I'd get defensive and Khloe would just drop it. I hope we can be friends. He also revealed he's had sex with over 2,000 women.
Oh, wow. I'm so sick of these damn men with this hot having sex with all these women.
Is that the prop button? Did he just get props? Really?
I mean, that's an impressive record.
No,
it's better than his NBA record.
Do you know, count them every night?
You either rounding up or rounding down.
But you know what's so crazy is there was a night we went out, me and Claudia Jordan went out, she's gonna kill me, and they were gonna, I would try to hook them up. This was right before Khloe, too, so she kind of dodged a bullet.
But, you know, at the end of the day, like, I think Khloe knew what she was signing up for. Like, dude played for the NBA in Los Angeles.
But you don't
realize
know
how many shots you got to, like, you know, like, block people trying to come in at you, like, from left and right.
But you don't know that he's going to put his penis in 2,000 bodies. That just think, just listen to that.
I wonder if they were all women or maybe they had a few transgenders in there or something like that.
I mean, it's L.A. Everything goes, you know?
I thought so.
At least he didn't have coke in his pants and nose. All right, man, moving on. MTV's Movie and TV Awards are happening on June 17th. And listen, the nominees have just been announced, and I'm not surprised, but Avengers Endgame dominated on the film front with 4 nominations, and Game of Thrones led the way for TV with 4 nominations. And more surprisingly, the Oscar-nominated documentary RBG about Supreme Court Justice Ruth Bader Ginsburg nabbed 4 nominations as well.
Wow.
Yeah. Now, some people feel a certain way about the whole gender-neutral categories. I think it's cool, I guess, but take a look at the best performance in the movie, for example. It's 4 ladies and 1 man. You got Lady Gaga from A Star Is Born, mm-hmm. Lupita Nyong'o from Us, Sandra Bullock from Bird Box, and Amanda Steinberg from The Hate U Give. And the only dude is Rami Malek for playing Freddie Mercury in Bohemian Rhapsody.
That was a great movie.
That's gonna be a tough one, yeah.
Yo, because everybody brought their A game in
they
that entire
did.
Category.
That was great, yeah.
They did.
I'm going for Gaga, though, because I wanted Gaga to win the Oscar for that role, even though she won the Oscar for that song. I thought she played the hell out that part.
Yeah, I like Sandra Bullock. I like Bird Box. Just the title of the movie just does.
Well, I've never seen Us.
You were missing out. Like, Lupita Nyong'o.
I can't watch that, okay?
She played 2 people in the movie.
I can't watch scary black people that, like, really did this. It bothers me. I'd be like, mm-mm.
Yo, just on the strength of the laugh that she gave in that movie alone.
Yeah.
It was creepy and weird. It deserved the nom on the strength of that. Well, moving on, it might be hard to believe, but the iconic show Friends is celebrating its 25th anniversary. And one of its stars, Phoebe, a.k.a. Lisa Kudrow, made this claim about watching reruns of the show. Take a look.
Will you watch it if you see it on TV, or when's the last time you've watched an episode?
Yeah, I don't know the last time. I don't watch it if it's on, yeah. I might not like myself, so I'd rather not risk that.
What y'all think?
You know, I mean, it took me forever to start watching Dish Nation. I watch it every day now. I don't like watching myself on TV. I'm listening to myself on the radio.
And I hate to agree with Gary, but I do. I agree with him, too. Like, I hate watching myself because we nitpick and we find so many things wrong and so many mistakes that only we see in ourselves because we're our own worst critic. But it's hard.
Well, I think we live in a time of diversity now, and she probably hate to look back at the fact that she didn't have no black friends.
Like, a black person would occasionally show up on Happy Days.
Okay.
But not on Friends?
But, I mean, in all fairness, she probably, everywhere she goes, she's reminded of that show.
Kind of like the bane of her existence.
Yeah.
Like, it's what made you hot. But
or maybe she was known for having friends all them years, and she ain't got no friends no more.
Yeah. How many of us have them friends? All right, y'all. So I got to take a deep breath for this one. Okay. A trailer for a controversial new movie has dropped, and it truly has people online really in their feelings, okay? The movie is called Loquisha, and it stars actor-director Jeremy Saville. Jeremy plays a white man who pretends to be a black woman called Loquisha to land a job as a radio host. Take a look.
I submitted myself to a radio station for my own show.
Well, congratulations.
They rejected me. They asked me it's their own show. If I was a black woman, I'd be perfect.
She's brilliant.
I know.
Get her in here.
You live with Loquisha. What's your problem?
I'm on a bridge above the river, and I'm going to jump.
But thanks for calling. Enjoy your jump.
I think it's hilarious. I actually want to see it.
I mean, it's, hell, the, what's their name? The boys, the
white chicks. Brothers.
Yeah, the Wayne brothers. White chicks. I mean.
Yeah, that's what the actor Jeremy says. He says that the film is more like White Chicks.
I want to see this movie as much as I want to see my childhood home burn down.
I don't know how. I don't want
to
see it.
I feel like we get too sensitive. Like, we got to learn how to just embrace funny. Like, we just live in a time now where you can't say nothing or do nothing.
I mean, but I do understand what you're saying about, like, far as, like, you know, like, you can't get away with nothing anymore. Can't do black
it's
face.
Comedy.
Can't do black
it's
comedy.
It's voice. It's comedy. If you look at, like, old comedy from back in the day, Def Comedy Jam. I mean, I know it's different, but I mean, there were things that they could say then that you can't even say now because we're just too polarized with being sensitive.
Okay, speaking of sensitive, one person on Twitter said, "Dear everyone who ain't a black woman, you do not have an inner black woman living inside you. Your desire to, quote, tell it like it is, unquote, is seen as either vulgar, obnoxious, or disruptive when done by an actual black woman."
What if it was a black man being the queen? I guess maybe it would have been different.
Yeah, or what if
white?
It would be like,
I need to be LaQuisha.
Well, y'all, and the same user followed that up with, even choosing the name LaQuisha is racist, coded to sound loud and ghetto. Our names are beautiful and stemmed in a dream of individuality and representation.
Our damn names are LaQuisha.
And there are some ghetto-ass names.
Yeah.
I'm sorry.
What's the most ghetto one you came across?
LaQuisha.
I mean, I don't know. There's so many.
The Equa.
Tuberculosis.
Shout out to Hennessy.
Okay.
All right, y'all. Up next, find out what new jobs have Melissa McCarthy and Tiffany Haddish acting like kids again. We'll tell you all after the break. Dish Nation. Hey, Crack, now you know who can be really scary these days?
Who?
The IRS.
Yo, you know any of our viewers need to worry about the IRS.
And why is that?
Listen up, y'all. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes to the IRS, all you have to do is call Civic Tax Relief for free tax relief information.
You mean to tell me the information is completely free?
Yup. Civic Tax Relief can help protect you from the IRS, stop added fees and wage garnishments, finally break free from the IRS.
Ooh, child, I feel relieved already.
Right, so all our viewers see what new programs you qualify for. This is limited. This information is free. The consultation is free.
And all you have to do is call?
Yep. Call now. Civic Tax Relief Special Tax Hotline can help you discover all the relief programs you qualify for free. Just call 1-800-506-5803.
Give it to them one more time here, Craig.
Okay, I got y'all. It's 1-800-506-5803. Don't wait. Call 1-800-506-5803.
Dish Nation. Welcome back to Dish Nation.
What's up?
Well, funny ladies are winning right now because Tiffany Haddish and Melissa McCarthy got new gigs that used to belong to other famous male comedians.
Oh.
Okay, so Tiffany will host ABC's reboot of the old Bill Cosby show, Kids Say the Darndest Things, while Melissa is now the new host of NBC's Little Big Shots, replacing Steve Harvey.
I love Tiffany Haddish, so her replacing Bill Cosby isn't a big pill to swallow.
But I think it's sad, though. I mean, I feel so... Well, I mean, because do these women, are they familiar with kids? I mean, Steve have a bunch of kids, and Bill had
a
bunch of kids.
Don't be a Debbie Downer. Women always have a great connection with kids.
Yeah, and Tiffany was... maternal thing.
Yeah, because she brings chicken to a war show.
That is not why they know her, Gary.
And these men are older men, honey. They just get into retirement, and now they're taking their jobs from them.
Oh,
trust me,
Lord.
Steve Harvey's going to be okay.
Yes, okay. Yes,
I actually Googled his net worth. He's over $150 million or something like that. He got money. He's
and
good.
Trust me, he always
Bill
pops
can't
up.
Get residuals. He in jail. I mean,
that's... Because he has some time to kill. She's putting him in his place. Putting. All right, so Bravo TV's Vanderpump Rules follows the lives of the host and hostesses of the Los Angeles restaurant, Sir, owned by Real Housewife of Beverly Hills star Lisa Vanderpump. And on a recent reunion episode, one of the stars, 29-year-old Lala Khan, admitted she had a problem with alcohol and what made her get help. She said this: "There were a lot of moments in my life that when I reflect back, I think that was alcohol-driven. I went with my family and fiancé, Randall Emmett's family, to Disney World, and I was drunk for 4 days straight, from morning until night. I get on the plane, I'm face chugging out of a bottle, and the next morning I woke up and said, I will never live this way again. And I got out and reached out for help." 4 days?
Yeah, but do they sell alcohol at Disneyland?
Yeah, they do.
Really?
Yeah, she's grown people go there too, you know. She's an adult. With an ID, you can get alcohol where they sell it.
I mean, we've all been to an amusement park where we've taken bottles of Hennessy with us and drank before we went in, right? I mean, I have.
I'm not at that point in my life yet.
Oh, well, I'm sorry. Maybe I'm by myself. New Year's Eve was the last time I drank because I was on like a 5-day binge in Miami. And then, yeah, me and Tiffany actually hung out that night.
Really?
Yeah, so I went sober after that.
Did she have chicken in her purse?
She did not have chicken in her purse.
Would you let it go?
I'm just making sure that's not a constant thing.
Jesus. You ain't never had chicken in your backpack?
You ain't never brought no food with you anywhere, head crack?
But not to the Met Gala. But I smuggled food in the movies yesterday.
You get hungry anywhere. Gary, I know you have snuck a Happy Meal in the theater or something.
Oh, no, honey. Mm-mm. No?
He sneaks things out of places.
Hilarious.
Gary, a thief. Now, for past reference, you remember when 50 Cent was beefing with that dude on Instagram?
Yeah,
recently?
He was killing him.
Yeah, that was Lala's fiancé. Really? So maybe she had to drink to be in mentally the happiest place on earth.
I mean, she was probably stressed the hell out because 50 was going after her, too.
And nobody wants that kind of smoke.
Nah.
Has 50 ever came after you and your blog?
Nah, me and 50 actually cool. I try to stay neutral between him and Floyd. I went to dinner with 50, and then they started that whole Twitter, Instagram thing, and I haven't talked to 50 Cent.
Oh, that was actually rhymed.
See?
That's that wildin' out, boy.
All right, y'all. Up next, honey, Paris Hilton still has a frenemy from her past, and she is coming after her once again after the break. Dish Nation.
We already know you love Dish Nation, so check out our podcast partners. Laughs Uncut brings you America's funniest stand-up comedians. Top 30 breaks down today's top 30 stories in 30 fast-paced minutes. And Divorce Court takes you into real-life courtroom battles to experience relationship drama firsthand. Find, listen, and subscribe. Now back to the show. Dish
Nation. Welcome back to Dish Nation. All right, honey, we need to call this portion of the show Tea Time with Paris because the heiress told all her business and let the world know how she really feels. Okay, last night on Watch What Happens Live with Andy Cohen, Andy put Paris in the hot seat to play the game, plead the fifth, and asked her about her former gal pal, Lindsay Lohan. When I tell you she threw shade. Check it out.
Paris, say three nice things about Lindsay Lohan.
She's beyond.
Okay, that's one. That's a pretty nice one to say that she's beyond.
Lame and embarrassing.
Okay.
Damn, she failed that.
Well, okay. She's beyond. Oh my God, I thought Lindsay Lohan was the mean girl. Geez, you wanted Paris go in on Lindsay like that? That's crazy. I mean, weren't they really good friends at one time?
Yes, they was good Judy's, honey. They were great Judy. You know, they were the rich girl squad. I think it was her, Lindsay.
Britney Spears.
And Britney, and what's her name? Lionel Richie's daughter, Nicole Richie.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
They were all good Judy's, honey, but...
Well, wait a minute. Why was Paris's face giving you, like, that shade from her reality show? What was that reality show called?
It was giving you...
The Simple Life. That was the best reality show ever.
Her nose, even though she don't have much of one, but it was like...
Not only was Paris throwing shade, she was also spilling some piping hot tea about her and Miley Cyrus. Now, check out what she had to say when Andy Cohen asked her about the infamous rumored kiss the two ladies shared.
Paris, are the rumors true that you once made out with Miley Cyrus in a Miami nightclub?
Maybe.
Maybe! She didn't plead the fifth, everybody!
Okay, I think she may have took that train to Tongue Town with Miley Cyrus.
She so you
like
me.
The body language read it all, because if the answer was no, it would have been not.
She hesitated to say maybe.
Yeah, Miley hit that for sure.
And I bet you Miley Cyrus' phone game strong, because that voice heavy too. Paris, what you doing? Come over.
Y'all know what time it is?
It's deal time!
That's right, and ladies, you're gonna love this deal. Are you currently riding the struggle bus with frizzy, tangled hair? Well, we got just what you need, baby. The Pro Cabello Luxury 5500 Soft Touch Brush Straightener can get you right, and it's easier to use than a regular old flat iron.
Oh, girl, that sounds like heaven.
Heaven. It sure is, girl. This straightener emits negative ions that have a triple action system. Detangle, straighten, and increase natural hair shine. They seal the hair cuticle, reducing frizziness and increases hair manageability and heats up to 450 degrees. It has a hand LCD display screen, and it is available in pink, purple, black, and white.
Yo, Brad, you are the plug when it comes to these new and inventive gadgets. How much is it?
Are y'all ready for this? Usually it goes for $150, but for our Dish Nation viewers, it's only $20!
You be coming through.
Oh, my God. Just go to MorningSave.com and tell them Dish Nation sent you. Dish Nation. Dish Nation. Welcome back to Dish Nation.
Hey, y'all.
So we all heard of Wedding Crashers, right?
Of course. Yeah.
But now there's the Buffet Bandits. A Pennsylvania bride wrote on Facebook that she had a small intimate wedding with about 25 guests. And at the last minute, her dad's best friend asked if his daughter and her husband could attend, and she agreed. Now, this is where it get crazy, okay? The friend's daughter attended without her husband, but instead she brought 10 plastic Tupperware containers. During the reception, she filled up not one, but all 7 containers with food from the buffet and 3 more with dessert. Now, if that ain't insane itself, the bride learned that she also took beer and floral centerpieces and gave her just a $5 bill as a gift.
Oh
my God. The bride also mentioned that the guest is not poor, but more well-off than she is.
Okay.
Well, that's how the rich stay rich.
That's right, and I don't think nothing's wrong with it.
You don't know what they're going to do with that food. Maybe they had planned for somebody else to get that food besides your hungry ass because you got some money.
Now, not all you can eat later.
Right.
But the crazy part is most people plan for weddings and they plan food based on the account of people that are there, right?
This girl wasn't even initially invited to the wedding, so who are you going to be Captain Rando coming through with your empty containers?
So she wasn't invited. She took 10 containers of food and brought $5. Mm-hmm. She need her ass kicked.
Thank you.
Oh.
Who opening up the can? A whoop ass.
Show is over, but don't forget to head over to morningsave.com to take advantage of today's great deal. Thanks for checking out Dish Nation on Audio Boom. Make sure you listen to any episodes you may have missed. They're right down below, or maybe they're over there. Just scroll up. Look, you'll find it. If you like what you heard, share it with your friends. Even share it with your enemies. Either way, share it.